Agentic AI workflows, moving beyond basic LLM chat. In 2026, the era of the simple conversational LLM wrapper is officially over. In 2026, engineering teams have shifted their focus entirely toward agentic AI workflows, systems where language models act as autonomous agents capable of planning, executing, and iterating on complex, multi-step tasks. Instead of just answering questions, these agents interact with databases, trigger APIs, self-correct errors, and orchestrate sub-agents to achieve high-level objectives. This paradigm shift requires a fundamental rethinking of how we build, deploy, and monitor AI infrastructure. The evolution from chat to agency early applications of large language models, LLMs, were predominantly conversational. Users provided a prompt, and the model returned a completion. While powerful, this approach was strictly synchronous and required constant human intervention to guide the reasoning process. Agentic workflows break this limitation by introducing autonomous reasoning loops, such as the React, Reasoning and Acting pattern, allowing models to decompose a primary objective into discrete, actionable steps. In an agentic system, an LLM might receive a request like, audit our Q3 cloud spending and identify optimization opportunities. Instead of generating a generic text response, the agent queries the AWS Cost Explorer API, parses the JSON response, identifies anomalies, writes a Python script to visualize the data, and emails a PDF report to the engineering lead. This requires a robust architecture capable of maintaining state across long horizons. Agentic router architecture. The core of a production-grade agentic system is the router and supervisor layer. Instead of direct LLM calls, the system utilizes a state machine where specialized subagents independently verify outputs. Flowchart TD user, user request, router, intent router LLM, router, code task coder, code generator agent, router, data task SQL, SQL query agent, coder, verifier, syntax and lint verifier, SQL, DB, read-only sandbox DB, DB, verifier verifier, fails coder verifier, passes formatter, response formatter, formatter, user multi-agent systems. MAS, in production. One of the most significant breakthroughs in 2026 is the widespread adoption of multi-agent systems. Instead of relying on a single, monolithic, GOD model to handle every aspect of a workflow, teams are deploying swarms of smaller, specialized agents. A typical software development workflow might include a planner agent that breaks down a Jira ticket, a coder agent that writes the implementation, reviewer agent that lints and checks for security vulnerabilities, and a QA agent that generates and runs tests. These agents communicate via a shared message bus, debating approaches and negotiating solutions. This decentralized approach dramatically reduces hallucinations and improves overall system reliability, as errors introduced by one agent are caught and corrected by another before they cascade. The evaluation challenge. As AI systems gain autonomy, evaluating their performance becomes exponentially more difficult. Traditional metrics like BLEU or exact match are useless for evaluating a multi-step agentic workflow. Engineering teams are now relying on LLM as a judge methodologies, where a separate, highly capable model evaluates the agent's trajectory, the sequence of actions and thoughts it took to reach a goal. Furthermore, deterministic guardrails are critical. Before an agent executes a destructive action, e.g., dropping a database table or sending an email to a customer, the system must enforce strict, human-in-the-loop, HITL, authorization gates, ensuring that autonomous execution does not compromise enterprise security. Failure modes and when not to use agentic workflows. Agentic loops introduce severe non-determinism. You should explicitly avoid agentic routing for low latency requirements. An agentic loop may require 3 to 10 sequential LLM calls. If your user expects a response in under 2 seconds, a standard zero-shot prompt or traditional deterministic API is required. Strict compliance systems, because the LLM dynamically decides its tool call path, auditing the exact decision tree for regulatory compliance, e.g., heavily regulated financial underwriting, is incredibly difficult. Unbounded cost tolerances, an autonomous agent that gets stuck in a retry loop, hallucinating incorrect tool calls repeatedly, can drain API credits rapidly. Hard iteration caps, max underscore loops equals 5, are mandatory.